Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. I was gone the last couple days, so I didn't forget that. For those of you that I sent it out to, I didn't forget you. I had to go to Dallas for a doctor's appointment. But, man, we live in a great time, and even though it's insane in the world right now, God is so good. God is there for you. God hears you. He's with you. If you want to attach to godliness, if you want to attach to the source, start to heed the advice of the word and the Bible and what's in here, listen to it and apply it. It charges you almost, if that makes any sense. It brings you to that new spiritual nature. But I wanted to go into chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes this morning because I woke up late and I didn't get a lot of time to read. But if you go to chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou though knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth." There's a couple different translations for this, "cast thy bread upon the waters," but it has to do with shipping. Like, put your product on the waters, ship it over, and you know, you're going to have to wait and see what comes back. Verse 3, "If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap." You have to work in life, and wherever things are going to fall, whatever things are going to happen in life, they're going to happen, and you have no control over it. God knows, but you have no control over it. Let it happen, but if you just sit there and watch and observe and don't work and don't apply yourself and don't go do things, you're not going to reap. You're not going to reap what you sow. Verse 5, "As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all." God is constantly working, even if it seems like chaos right now. God is constantly working, and he's working in your life. Verse 6, "In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good." I especially know this in business, like especially in our business, when you work, you don't know what's going to prosper and you don't know what's not going to prosper, but you got to work. It is a godly principle to apply yourself and to work. And if you're at work, you're working for God. You put everything you can into it. It's not about your boss. It's not about the job you're in. It's about applying yourself, knowing that of God, you reap the reward. Verse 7, "Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, let him also remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity, or that which soon vanishes." There's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days. And in the days of prosperity, be joyful, enjoy them, indulge them. But also know that there's going to be bad days. You're no different than anyone else. God sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past him. The purpose of this life is to find God, to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, to be born new, sired of him, and to move forward. At some point, this place is getting wiped out. Verse 9, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou, for all these things God will bring thee into judgment." What I love about this is, for those, I'm not that old. I'm probably 40, I don't even know what I am, 41, 42. And boy, when you're young, you have no clue how joyous it is to be able to just go do stuff and not wake up sore, how you don't get hurt as quickly. But when you get older, your mind is so much more sound. You know, you've lived life, you've experienced life, but you enjoy it. Enjoy the sight of the eyes. Enjoy the ways of your heart. Enjoy walking the way you want to walk, because it's not forever. It's not forever. Verse 10, therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart and put away sadness from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity, or that which soon vanishes. Remove sorrow from your heart and put away sadness from thy flesh. We're not to walk in sadness. We're not to walk in sorrow. If you have those thoughts, start to change them. Start to have the life which God giveth from above. Peace and grace will make you full through the instrument of the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with God where you hear from him and you heed his advice. Start to heed the advice of God. Get connected to godliness. You're righteous. You are righteous. You're going to heaven. But there's a walk we can walk in this life that's full of goodness. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. It's good to be back. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for the moments therein. I thank you for getting me back home safely and for the trip to Dallas and for the little bit of golf I played. I pray that you help me with that game. I'm just going to lose it if it continues down that path. And I thank you again for just the moments of my life, the people we work with. I pray for fiscal prosperity, that you start to just infuse more sales into the business. And I thank you for the opportunity that we can go to you. And I thank you again for each and every moment that we have, the blessings you give us, and for your believers, that you just take care of them and just cover them, Father. And I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.